This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren.
Hello, Warren.
So,
thanks for having me.
What, you, caramel slice or baklava?
I've had bad baklava that's dry, and I've never had bad caramel slice, so I feel it's a safer bet. I can't trust if I've bought it outside that it's going to be as moist as I like it. Caramel slice, it can be a bit dry and still taste good. What about you?
Can you put it in the microwave? I don't know. No, we should try it.
I think not, because the crispiness would just, yeah.
I'm a baklava person.
Okay.
Have
you had bad baklava, and you're still team baklava?
I'll always shove it. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. I often go to my local IGA because they sell it, and I'll buy, it's like a plate full of it, and it will disappear as my lunch. I know that's bad.
I like it, but it's got to be good baklava.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to know. We're doing Joy Drive Snap Poll 0427-569-949. We want caramel slice or baklava. What's happening? Let's start with the basics, Lauren. What exactly is going on?
All right, so Nagi Maharshi, so she is the author of Recipe Tins, which is a website that has had lots and lots and lots of recipes. It was then parlayed into a really successful cookbook. Last Christmas, it was the top-selling cookbook in Australia. So very successful food writer in Australia. After 6 months of trying to settle this issue privately, she's now come out publicly and said that Brooke Bellamy, who is also a content creator online, is also the proprietor of a number of bake shops, brownies, biscuits, etc. in Queensland. And Nagi is accusing Brooke that in her cookbook, two of Nagi's recipes have been republished, one being for caramel slice, one being for baklava. Her argument is that every ingredient is the same and the method is pretty much on point, that they're the same. So that's Nagi's accusation. Mm-hmm. Another author from the United States has come out and said Brooke allegedly took one of her recipes that time for a vanilla cake. And a fourth party has come into the story, Luke Mangan, who's now saying that Nagi stole his butter chicken recipe. Even though she actually did attribute him in the cookbook, he feels he should have had more of a mention.
These are like standard things that we eat. I mean, I can't imagine caramel slice, has too many ingredients. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to make it, but
I'm a baker, so okay. I have strong feelings about this.
Okay.
I think
tell us.
The whole of the Middle East would have something to say about who owns the right to making baklava,
I agree.
Right? So firstly, there's that. I grew up with my mum making caramel slice.
Mm.
It looks pretty much the same as Nagi and Brooke's recipes.
Mm.
And baking, lots of people will say this, baking's pretty much a science, right? You can't really make it up as you go along because certain things react with certain ingredients to get an effect.
Mm.
As opposed to if you're making a savoury dish, a bit of this, a bit of that, and you taste as you go along, baking is more precise. There's only a limited way you can do things. So I'm just not sure, as much as I actually am a big Nagi fan, I love her work, every recipe I've used of hers has actually turned out really well. This seems like a strange fight to have publicly because it is one that you can't win according to Australian law. There's not an ability to copyright a recipe in the sense that at the end of the day, it's a bunch of ingredients.
Mm.
You can make accusations about phrasing, and this is where it becomes like if I plagiarize Harry Potter or something else in my own work and pretend it's mine. That's very hard to prove, though, if it's put butter in bowl and stir, which isn't really a unique phrase.
I'd probably have trouble doing that anyway, I must admit. Maybe I might make caramel slice for you, let you try it. Tell me what you think.
It's actually not particularly hard to make. I think, no, I've made baklava, and I would say baklava is more time consuming, but that's just just me. I think this is interesting. I have a book coming out later this year where I'm looking at repetition in films and how this accusation of plagiarism happens all the time, where someone will say, that film is basically the film I made 5 years ago. It's almost impossible to ever prove this in a court situation because you can't copyright an idea. You can only copyright the expression of the idea. Oh. And that becomes relevant here. It's why in reality television, and I write a lot about this, you'll often see someone will have a show called, you know, Australian Idol, then there'll be a show that looks really, really similar to it. You don't really have a strong lawsuit because at the end of the day, it's a music competition show where there might be similar elements, but proving that one copied the other is actually really hard beyond it being a similar concept. What you could sue for is if they took scenes from one show and put it in the other, which you almost never see happen. And it's the ideas that often get stolen. It's rampant through film and television where people borrow ideas all the time. Impossible, almost impossible to sue.
Tash from Fitzroy says, if caramel slice isn't in the top three Aussie desserts, I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
I didn't realize people were so passionate about it.
I think it's because it's one of those things that's, at least for our whole lifetimes, been around. And therefore, there's a feeling of continuity, I guess. Vanilla slice.
The caramel slice is winning. I reckon that should be the baklava. So, this is a Joy Drive snap poll.
Just change the results, Warren.
0427 569 949 is the SMS number. Just send me something. Caramel slice or baklava? Which one do you reckon should win? Liam says, not too sweet, too sticky, get stuck in my teeth. I'm a baklava guy. I must admit, sometimes the nuts can get stuck, though, as well.
I was just about to say, that's madness. There's more teeth-sticking things in baklava than there are in caramel slice.
Jules has thrown a spanner in the works. Give me a brownie any day.
Yeah, I would absolutely say. I mean, out of those two, I'm going caramel slice, but I'm always going brownie.
Now, when it comes down to iconic or cultural recipes, like baklava, for example, and I don't know where caramel slice comes from, what happens then in terms of the ownership of a recipe?
Almost nothing.
Nothing.
Legally, and I've been looking through all of the different legal theorists who've commented on this particular case because it's so fascinating. I think lots of people, at least I'd like to think, I certainly do, find this case really interesting because Nagi would know there's actually no recourse for her. What she wanted from the publisher of the Brooke Bellamy book was an acknowledgement in the book, and she didn't want to be paid for it. She just wanted to be acknowledged. And that's what we do in academic writing all the time. Mm. If I take a quote from someone, I reference it. She wanted that same thing. She's not asking for money here. And Brooke has actually promised if the book is reprinted, she'll take the recipe out. So it doesn't really fix it. But nonetheless.
So it's not going any further.
They can't go any. It's so difficult because. So one of the angles, we can forget copyright law. It doesn't apply here. It's all right. One of the other ways that there is sort of emerging field of law is looking at stealing content and passing someone else's likeness and image off as your own. So let's say you are really known for a certain style of recipe. If someone's trying to pass that off as either pretending they're you or they've now gone down this path, there's a sort of brand identity argument there. Mm. Again, though, this doesn't really apply here. This is more, if I'm honest, the Aldi lookalike product argument, right? Ah. Where you'll see an item on the shelf that looks very much like a proprietary brand, but it's not. Again, those cases are never, I shouldn't say never, very rarely successful because the argument is if you're in Aldi, you're not being hoodwinked into buying fake Cadbury. You're in Aldi because you're looking for Aldi products, right? Whereas those cases that are successful are the ones where you could actually mount a case that deception and trickery occurred because they were on the shelf together. And therefore, you were trying to pretend you were selling Coke when actually you were selling, I don't know, moke, right, in a similar red can. That doesn't happen at Aldi. The two items are not side by side in the store.
How different is it to someone ripping off a dance on TikTok, for example, or a meme caption?
But isn't that the nature of content creation? We constantly build upon each other. That's where TikTok got famous, is people doing a rip off of someone else's dance. The difference is you're supposed to credit the original creator, and that's why you see the string of hashtags underneath. When people play nicely, when people credit the meme creator or the dance creator, everyone is happy. It's when that doesn't happen that people get angry. But again, it's not as though their anger can then become a legal case. It's very hard to prove any kind of damage.
Robin Carlton says, no to caramel slice. I respect it, but I just can't with the condensed milk. I only like condensed milk if it's in Vietnamese coffee. Are you a condensed milk person?
Same. I do like a Vietnamese coffee.
But not a caramel. Oh, no, you're a caramel slice.
No, well, I'll have it in. I'll have condensed milk in anything.
The caramel slices, let's close it off the poll. The caramel slices have won. I don't know why, but they have. But Simo threw another spanner in the works, sticky date pudding with vanilla ice cream.
Okay, but these are not like items.
No.
Right? Brownies, these are things we find in a bake shop. Sticky date pudding is a dessert.
True.
I mean, you can't just mention, I'll have a wedding cake or a souvlaki here. Right? We're not choosing from the whole range of food products. Like versus like.
Lauren,
but thank you, Simo, for your contribution.
Always good to chat. We'll talk with you next week.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Lauren.
Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.